Now, Evan Boland was one of the country's most distinguished poets. When she died suddenly in 2020, President Higgins described her as one of the most insightful inner sources of Irish life. Her gift, he said, was how she revealed the beauty in the ordinary. Her legacy is her writing. But today, another legacy will be added to her name. The main library in Trinity College Dublin will be named after her. Here she is reading The Pomegranate at the University of California back in 2009.
I climb the stairs and stand where I can see my child asleep beside her teen magazines, her can of Coke, her plate of uncut fruit, the pomegranate. How did I forget it? She could have come home and been safe and ended the story and all our heartbroken searching. But she reached out a hand and plucked a pomegranate. She put out her hand and pulled down the French sound for apple and the noise of stone and the proof that even in the place of death, at the heart of legend, in the midst of rocks full of unshed tears, ready to be diamonds by the time the story was told, a child can be hungry.
The beauty in the ordinary, indeed. Well, we are joined now by Helen Shenton, who is librarian and college archivist at Trinity. Helen, you're very welcome indeed. For 45 years, from 1978, the library at Trinity was called the Berkeley Library after the philosopher George Berkeley, who was born in Kilkenny. But he was a slave owner and a theorist of slavery and racial discrimination. So it was denamed in 2023. So that's the background. How did you then decide that Evan Boland should now have the honour?
Good morning to you. So we had a very consultative process to decide the new name. In fact, the whole process of denaming and then renaming the library has been very open and transparent and evidence-based, if you like. And then to have, we asked what for submissions for anyone could suggest a name or a date or a concept. And the only request was that people would say why it was relevant for Trinity and how did it chime with our current values. And we had some over 850 submissions, and absolutely fascinating. And out of that, we then gave a lot of thought. It wasn't a population, a popularity contest. Out of that, we gave a lot of deliberation, and the name was recommended to the board, who then did choose to name the library after Evan Boland. And I've just got a lovely quote of hers now. It's, "There is now a woman in a doorway. It has taken me all my strength to do this." And today we will be having a renaming ceremony. But also there's an exhibition all about Evan Boland. The more I learn about her, the more relevant and fitting it is actually that we're naming the library after her. I should say it's the first time in Trinity's history that a building is being named after a woman since 1592. So we have an exhibition out on the piazza in the middle of the university all about Evan Boland. It'll be up for a week together with projections onto the facade of the library, which is, you know, that beautiful brutalist gem. And then we also have a display inside the library, which will be up for a long time, explaining the whole process of denaming and renaming and all the thought and consultation that's gone into it. So that's what we're doing today. And there'll also be tomorrow in a an in conversation between poets all around Evan Boland.
It is quite remarkable, that statistic that you gave, the first building in Trinity's history to be named after a woman. Why do you believe she deserves it?
She's very much of Trinity. There's a lovely quote where she says, "I want to find her, the woman I once was, who came out of that reading room in a hard January after studying Aeneas in the underworld." So she studied at Trinity, she taught at Trinity, and then she was at Stanford. She taught creative writing and so on. there she's known everywhere for being so caring, and she was of her students. And then her poetry itself, you know, what she did was she put poetry from the point of view of the woman rather than being about a woman as an object. This quote she has that she said at the time she was starting to write poetry, it's easier to write, to have a political murder in a poem than a baby. So she talked a lot about domestic life, and then she got into much more into the politics, if you like, of violence against women and just and injustice and so on. So she very much, she's a fantastic poet in her own right, and she reflects very much the values of Trinity today.
And it's a great honour for her, but it's a great honour for her family as well that this is happening, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's been a real privilege and honour to work with her daughters, Evan and Sarah. The family have been incredibly supportive. They've lent us material for our exhibitions. And in fact, when we when I met them in the library, and I was so moved because they both said that renaming the library after their mother, it was the best thing that had happened to them and to the family since she died. And she died during COVID. And I thought that sort of summed it up, really.
Well, wishing you all very well with the day ahead and the exhibitions and all of that, honouring Evan Boland at Trinity College, the new library to be called the Evan Boland Library. Helen Shenton, librarian and college archivist at Trinity, thank you very much.